SafetyFM.com with Jay Allen. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. So listen, today I figured, you know, it's going to be Halloween today, so you're probably going to be doing some stuff that's going to be a little bit different. You're going to be doing some stuff that's going to be slightly out of the ordinary. So with that being said, how about we talk about some of these rules and restrictions that are out there for Halloween? So let me tell you some information. And if you're traveling today, some things that you might want to take into consideration. The TSA is asking for travelers to be aware that what's in their bag when they pass through in the airport security this Halloween. TSA spokesperson Lisa Babstein says that passengers younger and older can fly in costumes, but they should keep costume makeup to a minimum so security agents can still recognize them at the identification point. Take a listen to this.
I think we see a fair amount of both children and adults who are sporting costumes on Halloween. The kids love it, of course, and I think the adults get a kick out of it because, you know, they're so young at heart.
Okay, and be ready to remove Halloween masks or avoid wearing them altogether. Large bags of candy should be removed from carry-on bags and placed in their own bins. And importantly, replicas of explosives, including fake grenades, are prohibited in both carry-on and check bags. Lisa also says that the props should stay at home or in your check bags. Take a listen.
You're not going to need a broom to fly to your destination because you probably have a ticket.
Lisa also says with a reminder that replicas of explosives, including fake grenades, are prohibited in both carry-ons and checked bags. Take a listen.
Sometimes they look more realistic than other times, but the whole idea is we don't want somebody to see that in the cabin of the plane, perhaps another passenger or a member of the flight crew, and become alarmed because that could cause a panic on the plane.
Yeah, you definitely know that that would be more than just a panic, no doubt about that, as we are talking about this. Take a listen to this one, A Dose of Reality with all the Halloween candy. Bree Tennis has some information. Take a listen to this one.
Scariest sound in the world, and it's not associated with Halloween. That's a dental drill, but it can be avoided. The American Dental Association says it's okay to eat candy today. Just don't eat it all. They say pick chocolate over hard candy. Dark chocolate is less sugar than milk. And don't forget to brush after. The ADA says cavities take about 6 months to develop, so keep at the oral hygiene. I'm Bree Tennis, NBC News Radio.
Okay, thank you, Bree Tennis, for that one. And let me give you some tidbit of information if you're kind of new to doing this, but officers say that laying out tips to ensure children have a safe Halloween, the New York County official, Bruce Blakeman, says that parents should always accompany their trick-or-treaters or go through the candy before allowing the little ones to eat the treats.
They're not something that's a trick rather than a treat. And this could be something that's very, very dangerous to your children's health.
Blakeman wants parents to be aware of cannabis-laced candy so their children don't accidentally ingest a marijuana product. Blakeman is warning drivers to go slow and be on the lookout for children going door to door. Adding bright colors will make kids more visible. Blakeman also has a message for drivers on Halloween, especially in the dark.
Running around with masks on, they're excited. Are out there running across the street to see their friends. Be very, very cautious in your driving.
And the commissioner in Nassau is saying that take a listen to some of these safety tips.
Stranger danger. Stay with a pair. Wear light color clothing. Do not eat nothing till you bring it home and your mom and dad inspect it.
So here's the thing. I know that today is Halloween, so a lot of people are not going to be putting a lot of interest in podcasting and all that kind of fun stuff. So let's do a short one today. Take these steps into consideration of what's going on today as you're going out there doing the Halloween stuff. Matter of fact, I'll be back with another episode on Friday, so let's hang out then. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.